listening to Journeys on Revolution Radio on freedomslips.com and simulcast with wolfspiritradio.com. Join JP, your tour guide today, on this journey of discovery from the known to the unknown in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth.
Greetings from the heart of Scotland, from the north, from the very tip of the point of Britain, of the point of Europe, right in the middle of the map. Depends which map you're talking about. But anyway, here we are. I'm in the United Kingdom. And tonight my guest actually comes from the deep part of Europe, the place, the center of Europe, from Hungary. He was the son of the Hungarian military intelligence officer for a number of years. He is an investigator, an author, and tonight we're going to be covering some of the favorite topics that we like to talk about here on Journeys. We're going to be talking about Tesla, we're going to talk about pyramids, and even Paul McCartney might be in there. So I'd like to welcome to Journeys, for this first time, but not the last, Mr. Robert Rajnak. Hello, Robert.
Hello, Jeremy. I'm very happy to be here, and greetings from the mist-clouded, as you very well said, Central Eastern European country, Hungary's capital, from Budapest. Here we have as bad weather as you got, probably. I don't know the weather in Scotland. But, which topic would you prefer to take it first?
Right. First of all, bring your microphone a little way away from you. Just pull that a little bit back.
Would that be okay?
You might need to turn up your mic volume a bit, but that's a good distance because you're not getting the...
Okay, I'm trying.
Yeah.
Okay.
So while you're doing that, we can have a quick look. A bit of the news, if anybody's interested. I had my court date today, and I was up before the three judges, God's sake, all third-ray monad. I was checking them all while I was waiting. I was ho-pono-ponoing them. Yeah.
I'm sure hundreds of your friends were praying for
that's
you.
That's right.
And for your freedom. I'm personally very glad that we have you here.
Yeah, I was a little worried that I'd spend the night in jail, because I would be rude. But no, I just kowtowed. I said, okay, yeah, do what you, whatever it was. Do you think the thing that really got me was that the I only found this out today, is that the police already had me nabbed because they had an automatic camera on the front of their car that looked at my number plate, checked it against Nick HQ, the licensing, and knew that I wasn't insured for it before they even spoke to me, before they even said, are you insured for this vehicle?
that's nice.
So there's modern technology for you. That's what they've got on the front of their cars. They can tell immediately. They're just driving along, and then boom, 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 they can see what cars are uninsured. Incredible.
I'm sure they have just a sophisticated system covering and controlling the traffic, just like in London.
Yeah.
In London, I saw the system, and it's really amazing. Would be amazing if they wouldn't use that against us.
That's
citizens,
right.
You
that's
know?
Right. Very impressive technology, but it's not so good.
it's too good, even. Mm. It's funny, you know, because Tesla had some troubles with cars also, just like you did, but in a completely different way. but I let you finish your story.
He had cars that didn't touch the ground, and that's what I'm impressed with. You know.
Yeah. that would be nice. You know, that technology actually we do have, but there are several. Let's say secret societies first, and other operative agencies which doesn't let us to initiate these kind of technology, because otherwise they wouldn't be successful to control your number plate, because you would have driven so fast they couldn't even touch you, you know.
So let's talk about Tesla. As I said, you know, I got off. Let's finish what I was saying about me. All right. So I was faced with various fines and things like that. But they dropped two of the charges against me and just fined me for one and not very much and a smaller number of points. These are endorsement. They have if you get a certain number of points on your license, you're banned. So, and I've got half the number of points, but my license was very clean. No offense.
Congratulations, Jeremy. Yeah. And you know, I see the gods and angels work in this.
Yes.
Because I'm very sure. I don't know how you feel, but maybe, just maybe, our prayers was very effective in this way.
I think so.
We are living in a fast-changing world, and in the world of mixed energies. And I believe that now, especially now, these weeks, everything which you got in your head and with your heart together, you wish very strongly, and you have a great belief and a strong faith in that. It becomes reality.
Yes, it was very interesting. My girlfriend came along to the court, and we went along, and they said, I said, how long have we got? And they said, oh, you're number 52 in the list. 52. But they did go through them pretty quickly, and we were there a few hours. While we were there, I took her around the local area, and directly opposite the courthouse, or just a little way along. But there's a little alleyway, and it's called Masonic Close. I thought, aha!
Yeah, you told me yesterday during our private talk that you're really heading the belly of the beast, and I took it seriously.
Yes, it was quite interesting, because you know, here I am in Scotland, and Scottish Rite is the centre of Freemasonry, and Elgin is the centre of the Scottish Rite. Yeah,
yeah, so, and you are actually right.
Yeah, so. You know, all that energy that people were sending me, it wasn't really for me. It was actually to help to cleanse the Freemasons and to cleanse that energy and doing all that. So, everybody, well done. We'll see what happens in the next few days. Every little helps. I'm not saying it's just the whole thing, but every little helps from all different angles, and we'll see some changes. So,
and
now...
And you know, Jeremy, if we could win in such a, let's say, smaller case with our positive energies gathered, then we will be able to fight successfully bigger wars, I think, bigger battles successfully.
Yes.
So it could give strength to all the others.
That's right, because we're every tiny little victory on our side adds up to all the other victories, all the other, and I also heard some great news today, is that Gary McKinnon, who was the Asperger's boy who walked into the US Naval website, servers, and discovered that there were off-planet personnel. That's the big thing. That's why they really wanted to get him. They discovered that there were off-planet personnel in the U.S. Navy. And like, what do you mean, off-planet? So they were very freaked out about that, but they didn't. They decided they're not going to extradite him, and they're not going to drag him through the mud. So it was good. It was another little victory for the truth today. Yes. So, well done, Gary, and his mother. Oh, she's so lovely, and she's been fighting for him, and she's won. So, a better victory, a bigger victory. So that's beautiful. So let's go to the victorious Mr. Tesla. Or not that he wasn't so victorious in his lifetime.
No, actually, he's got a kind of a Christian, you know, just like Jesus Christ had a very difficult fate.
Yes.
But, you know, his achievement and his work is unprecedented. And also, there are successes, which successes were taken away from him.
Mm.
Actually, this is not only me, those people, which are, I can tell you, I can give you this, we are just a very few on the whole wide world who know Elon Tesla's achievements, mm-hmm. because, and there is a good reason, not because the majority of the population of the Earth would be dumb, it's not about this, mm-hmm. but you know what, even my sister lives in Canada, Montreal, in Quebec, and do you know what she told me a few years ago?
No.
That those people, the Canadian Secret Service has a list about those people, those students mainly, whom ever borrowed a Tesla book or any book or any website or any web link. They're just listing them and observing them. So this can be a very, very strange thing.
Yeah, all people who are interested in Tesla are on the list. Very interesting. Well, I'll probably be on that list somewhere.
But, you know, for instance, I got a 23-year-old daughter, and above her, not really many classmates of her in her school who would even know who was Tesla, really.
Yeah,
it's kind of strange, and this is the lack of the education, you know.
Indeed. The other week I watched the remake of the Philadelphia Experiment. It was again on the web. It's a made for TV sci-fi channel, and very well done. And of course, at the beginning of this film, you know, they're all charging up the machines, and they got these big electric generators, and they're going, and they say the name Tesla about 40 times in 5 minutes. You know, they're just like, oh yeah, thank you, Mr. Tesla, what a brilliant invention, Mr. Tesla. Oh yeah, here we go, 20 Teslas, 30 Teslas, 40 Teslas. So the name is just repeated over and over again. So that was a nice little nod there for the man, because well, basically, all the problems that we have could be solved by his technology, and he invented it 100 years ago. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Though he just said, it's for me, it was very hard to believe that he died as a very poor man. Because during his lifetime he was a millionaire, really, but all the money he had he inherited, because he was son of a very famous and rich Serbian family, he spent it on his inventions, you know. So the Philadelphia Experiment is a very, very interesting thing. The most interesting in this phenomena is that it's actually happened. Many governmental agencies trying to deny even until today, but we have, and many of my expert researcher friends, we have evidences, we have actual photos from the site. And, you know, the American government and even the CIA was shocked when it happened, because when that battleship was made successfully the time jump, at that moment, not all of the stuff was successfully went together with the ship. And there were a few Marines who who just sticked like in the glue in the walls of the battleship and other parts. So after the experiment, they found them.
Yeah, that's I think that's the most horrific thing.
Yeah, absolutely, because they didn't know how to use this kind of Stargate.
Well, apparently, what happened is that the ship would sort of dissolve. Everything dissolves, like there are molecules all spaced apart, and this thing slipped. It's like dropping through time, reappearing every 20 years or so in a random place. And, you know, they showed this in the film, that it would disappear and reappear at several, you know, in 20-year intervals, but at several places all over the world in what appeared to be random places. And, yes, the only people that survived were the people who walked around in the places where there was a space, mm-hmm. because it was like everything had turned to mist, and you could walk into a bulkhead or into a great big piece of chamber, you wouldn't know about it, and then the ship would rematerialize, and boom, you'd be, you know, you'd be part of the hull, and that wouldn't be very good for you, really.
It's bad for your health.
Yeah, very bad for the health. I'd say time traveling, you've got to make sure you know where the corridor is.
yeah, absolutely. But yeah. You know, it's now. It's, you know, even these words, I think, in very short time, they will become meaningless. That now and tomorrow, yesterday, because we will have a completely different approach on time.
Yeah.
Just like Tesla said, he said, if you want to understand the secrets of the universe, you have to think on vibration, frequency, these kinds of things, because and he wanted to point it out that you never should look any events or happenings during your lifetime as a as a physically standing or still photos, you know, but much more as a flow. And mixing energies and, you know, changes the only thing on the whole wide world, which is constant.
Yes. One of my previous guests, William Stillings, he's a quote, industry insider. He's worked with teleportation and knows all about the actual chemicals and elements that are required to do this stuff. And one of them is bismuth. And he says that elements are oscillators or rotors, and that by combining the oscillators and rotors in a particular way, you create a machine that does the anti-gravity, you know, and this is how they make the Searle generator, Searle effect generator. So he's messed about, he's built one of those things. And
absolutely. Many people think that this could be a hoax, that, you know, on the Facebook you could see in the previous days or weeks that Obama already, I mean, President of the United States presently, he already went to the Mars and he even came back.
Yeah, and, well, that's Stillings.
I have to tell you that it has an actual meaning and it is it can be true. I'm very strongly believe because since the 40s, I mean 1940, the Hitler Nazi Germany on the order of Adolf Hitler, they already had this technology in the 40s. So just imagine where can, which point on the projects can they now be.
Yes. Well, it turns out that Stillings was on the same team. I mean, they were all kids. They all had to be kids because the field, the portal that they created wasn't big enough for an adult. Mm-hmm. And kids were kind of expendable in their eyes. That is horrific. But so they would send kids down. And so he and Andrew Basiago and Courtney Brown and all these and Obama, or who was known as Barry Sotero at the time, all went through onto this Mars project. Now, Basiago comes on Stephen Colbert's program, Colbert Report, last week, and actually described this situation. And Colbert, of course, is very incredulous, and he wheels out who was it? William Shatner, you know, Captain Kirk. To explain how teleportation works, and he actually did quite well, you know. I think, essentially, you know, it's Tesla technology. It's using the same technology as the Philadelphia experiment, but modified in a way so that it actually could transfer through time and space. And they created a thing called a jump room. Mm-hmm. And anyway, we've spoken about that. It's all over the web. It's Jump Room to Mars, if anybody's interested in what the description of how it was working, Project Camelot a couple of years ago. Jump Room to Mars.
And don't forget the Montauk project.
And, of course, the Montauk project. And our very own Stuart Swerdlow is one of the very few survivors from that project.
Absolutely.
Marvelous fellow. He's out in Russia at the moment. He's on a Russian tour. I've been following him in there. But I produce his show on a Sunday sometimes. Uh-huh. And always very interesting, very, very interesting man. So, the subject of Tesla is so big because it involves J.P. Morgan. It involves J.P. Morgan. It involves George H.W. Bush. It involves, who's that other guy? Edison.
Yes, Edison also. Yeah. Yes, and also Einstein was very much he admired Tesla. Mm. Let me tell you this: Nikola Tesla had two kinds of energies, which would be really the ultimate solutions for our energy crisis world. I can tell you this because I am very, very upset when I see those leading scientists and also there are several different industries experts and they are giving a report to leading newspapers or any kind of mainstream media, keeping telling the world that, guys, there is no problem, we have plenty of oil, plenty of gas and such. You know, this is all of this is proved to be a lie. Because by now, any real expert and any expert who is not frightened by the government or secret services would admit that we have at tops, some, let's say, 5-10 years enough, proper storage of oil and gas on the Earth. So we need desperately change to another basic source energy.
That's right. And so tell us about the two kinds of energy that Tesla was talking about.
Yes, I mentioned that I'm really upset when they are keeping telling to the people and the whole population that they are kind of sure that the sun energy and also the windmills, I mean the wind energy, also geothermal energy or the energy which is coming from the water is enough and they are able to exchange completely these fossil-based energies. But actually they are not. They are very, very good energy sources. They can be as an addition, you know. But it's we should be very, very, very careful when we say we can just exchange these fossil kind energies. However, I also read that there are, I don't know where in the United States, but one of the deserts, there is an ongoing project, a very, very big, solar panel, but it's hundreds of square miles, you know, and solely, according to the news, I don't know how much accurate is this, but according to the news, simply this huge, gigantic solar panel would be enough to supply all the United States energy. Well, I'm kind of careful with this kind of news, and those two types of energies which Tesla invented, and he was very much interested, and he was very, very, he had a great hunger to give it away, give to the whole population of the Earth these two energies. One is the zero point energy, and the second is the cold fusion. Well, probably the next question all the listeners would be to explain these energies, but I can do it only very shortly, because first things first, I'm not a physician, you have to see. And but I know two guys in Hungary who, one of them was explaining to me the only the zero point energy for during 5 hours, you know. And
so it took him 5 hours to explain 0.2.
We haven't got 5 hours. Yeah, so I'm sure.
I can explain it very quickly. It's to do with the that in the vacuum, what appears to be vacuum, like you get in a vacuum tube, you know, an old fashioned valve, we call them in Britain. But inside the vacuum, there's not nothing. We think it's nothing, but there's actually amazing, huge amounts of energy. And what you do is you hold two plates very, very close but separated from each other, and that builds up a charge, and that becomes like a battery. Mm-hmm. You can actually make a battery using certain kinds of crystalline material that you melt. It's a relatively low temperature. It's not like you could do it in your kitchen. You can melt these various chemicals together, and when the things, you pour it into a little, you know, into a battery shell, and it actually creates a battery that will last forever. You don't get much current from it, but you do get voltage. It gets 1.2 volts or something like that, which is equivalent to a nickel cadmium battery. Yeah. So that's 0 point. And the other one is, what was the other one? Cold fusion. Oh, yeah.
But let me add to your explanation on the 0 point energy. Yes, vacuum is one way, but you don't even need to have a vacuum.
Hmm.
But you can make experiments very successfully even without vacuum. The thing is that where you sit there in Scotland and where I sit here in Hungary, around us, let's say it's 3 or 5 cubic meters, there are so big energy which is able to supply all of your machines for, let's say, 1 or 2 months or months even. Just you have to know how to bring, how to take it out from that cubic meters, this energy. That guy, that physician who explained to me this zero-point energy of Tesla, told me that, Robert, let's imagine that we are on the surface of an energy ocean, and fossil energies are only on the surface energies of this energy ocean.
Mm-hmm.
But when you learn how to withdraw the energy from the deeper levels of the ocean, then you got the 0 point energy. I mean, molecule chains, you know, deep. You cannot even see it with your eyes, not even by microscopes, but the energy is there. But you need a completely different approach, and Tesla was absolute accurate on this, and he also patented this invention, which is completely missing from the U.S. Patent Office.
Yes.
It's stolen. I would say it doesn't exist, but it exists. But
I know who's got it.
Where it is.
I know who's got it.
Yeah.
It'll be the Bush family, George H.W. Bush, basically stole all of Tesla's patents and papers, and then killed him.
Yeah,
in
after,
cold blood, in his sleep.
After we know that his strong ties to the Taliban, you know, I'm not surprised. Because not only he, but all the Bush family, and they are not the only secret society families who won their multi-billion dollar wealth from the oil industry.
Yeah, you know? And also, you know, from eliminating the competition in the oil industry.
Yeah, because the motivation is very, very clear.
Yes, it's very, very, very plain. And so, you know, that's, if we want to retrieve Tesla's technology, that's where we should be looking. We also know that that people like Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama were patent lawyers.
Yeah.
That was their job before they were, you know, before they were famous. They were patent lawyers, and they had access to all the patents, and they could escrow these patents. They could hide them, basically, and ferret them off to private corporations like Hughes Corporation, Rand Corporation, and they would, of course, then build the technology in secret. And that's why, and that's what they did with 9/11. You know, they had various secret technologies that were patented, but that the patents were hidden, and they apparently used about 5 different secret technologies. You know, like baby nukes,
and also some kind of plasma.
Yes, the disruption beam, which I've spoken about to Stillings on my previous shows.
It's just popping out now. Since a few days, I got some news mainly on the Facebook regarding on this. Whoever distracted the Twin Towers should be in possessing these kind of Tesla inventions.
Yes. You know. Yeah, Stillings actually, you know, he went on very deeply to describe exactly where it was. It was based in Guam. On an island chain, and they bounced a beam off a group of what he calls round vehicles. These are military technology UFOs, like Vrils.
I'm quite sure that they even use not only they know this invention, but they use it in the Area 51 and Area 52.
Oh yeah. And basically, it was a beam. And what he said is that it took the iron in the building and all the elements which had even numbers. I think is iron an even number? Anyway, all the even numbered elements to a different universe, a different dimension.
Yeah,
and he said it was like rewriting reality, like you rewrite your memory stick. You know, you can format your memory stick. He said it's like reformatting reality, and that's
reconstructing on a molecular level.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. So you know, there was a lot of stuff there. You know, it's a lot more than just some thermite, which is also another bit of secret technology at the time.
Jeremy, do you know what is the good news? They cannot hide these cutting-edge technologies forever, you know? And now we are living in a very, very special time, which I think, according to all the ancient high-level sophisticated cultures like Inca, Maya, and also Aboriginals, and also ancient Hungarians, that these cutting-edge technologies should be popped out. They will, you know, because of even though, because sometimes these crazy madmen politicians tend to forget that there is a collective collective consciousness, and you know, in that let's call it Akasha, that there is each and every question is answered. There are all the answers.
Yes.
We just have to find a way to get them.
Yes.
To collect them.
Well, I would certainly recommend everybody to learn how to douse, because it gets you in touch with your own energy field. You start being able to ask a query of your own body energy field. once you realize that, once you've mastered that, then you realize that your energy field is part of the one universal energy field, and so you can, like you say, you can access the Akashic records and find out exactly what's going on. You just need to be able to ask intelligent questions, is the way I see it. Hey.
Yeah, they can I mean, the secret societies and like Bush family and such madmen, they can steal and close information, but you know, it's, they can close and they can make a hostage only paper and objects, but not the real knowledge.
So I
believe within 1, 2, 3, at tops 5 years, I think people will know about Tesla's inventions, also the cold fusion, as well as the zero-point energy. I got in touch very, very closely to this zero-point energy, because I know one of the guys here in Hungary who could actually, we believe he could actually repeat all Tesla's experiments regarding the zero-point energy. The only thing, we couldn't get enough financial coverage on that, financial supply. I've been fighting for this for years, but, you know, maybe that wasn't the good time.
Yes, it's really about the time now, because what's happening is that we are seeing the breakdown of the Rothschild Empire, and as that breaks down, we will hear more and more, because basically the Rothschild Empire has its stranglehold, it's got its grip around the neck of every single radio station, TV station, newspaper, book publishing company. They've written themselves out of history, so they need to be written back as to exactly who they were. They've got their hands around the necks of the banks. Everybody is enslaved to the Rothschilds, and this is the end of the Rothschild. This, you know, they talk about Armageddon. I reckon it's, you know, it's Armageddon for the Rothschilds. It's not for us.
It is. Actually, this is the same reason why we are we having this talk show here in your very privileged radio, and not on the BBC 4 or 1. You know?
Exactly. But this will, you know, the revolution, they say, won't be televised, but it will be uploaded to YouTube. I guarantee. Well, we're watching that. It's going to be on. Yeah. It's on Facebook and it's on YouTube. It's not on the TV, but all the young kids, you know, they're not watching TV anymore. You know, they're making videos.
Just look at the Facebook, okay? Yeah. Such community sites. Mm. I think this is a kind of weapon of mass destruction which they created. That was that could be the original goal of them, but it backfired absolutely, because people just got connected, and their consciousness just and also the knowledge, the spiritual knowledge on the world level just increased like hell, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that just backfired to them.
We are going to find some unbelievable things are going to come out in the news. Really, I mean, so shockingly unbelievable. On the other hand, you know, people who listen to Wall Street Radio and Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, people who listen to this are being made aware, and they're being forced to ask the question, is this real or is this not? And they do their own research, and they find out, yes, it is real. And that's the marvelous thing, that it's not just somebody, you know, just playing with you, that these technologies really do exist. All the things that were in science fiction films, they're actually real. You know, the personal stuff, the stories, you know, those are the stories, those are the fictions. But they're actually telling us really what's going on with a kind of impunity, because if they told us what really was going on, they would be immediately killed. I'd like to ask you a little bit about when you grew up, your dad was an intelligence officer. What's it like?
Yeah, it's actually he was the I don't know in English the exact title, but it's a general. I don't know. He was one of the top levels of the army, you know, and it's actually it's military intelligence. It was, you know, there are two kinds of people in the in any kind on the whole wide world, any kind of military intelligence. One is who works on the field, and you know, it's operative, and one kind who is an analytical officer, you know,
in
that's office right. And. My father was an analytical officer, but he was a kind of famous within the military. From I can tell you from Stockholm to Moscow to through Berlin, they very much appreciated his work. And you know those times. Let me tell you this: he didn't even know his real job. Only after his retirement.
Oh wow! Well. What did he say?
Sorry.
What did he say he was? Yeah, he said, "Oh, what is that to you, Robert?"
Of course not. He was a very very top level manager of the industrial Ministry of Industry in Hungary. He was the right hand of the industrial minister, actually. But that was a cover, of course. And in the reality, and you know how did he find out his real job? I had a barber who was cutting my hair for decades, and actually turned out after a while that this hairdresser, he was the driver. Military driver of my father.
He was a spy as well.
Yeah, and during a haircut, he told me, "Do you know who is your father, really, Robert? Do you know?" And he told me because until my father wasn't retired, he couldn't tell me. You see, because he got the highest level of clearance. So I remember one story. This driver was telling me that once they were in somewhere in the middle of the country between the river Danube and the river Tisa. We have it's a very very big plain territory, you know, called Alföld here in Hungary, and there are a few. Bunkers, we can say bunkers, or, you know, I don't know how you call it in English, where there are even nuclear missiles stored very deep in the underground.
Yeah, DUMBs they call them, deep underground military bases.
Yeah, all right, and maybe this will be a shocking news for all the listeners, but even we here in Hungary have intercontinental missile silos, you know, and this is a fact that nobody knows, you know. Of course.
Well, it's because it's a secret.
Of course, I'm not giving you the GPS coordinates. Yeah. Only for good money.
Yeah.
But you know what? Once my father was together with this driver, friend of mine, together, and he told me, the driver, that there was a lieutenant or someone, he could go down to this facility to the, let's say, third level. My father went down to the eighth level. There was eight levels at top. So that was a very very interesting period of time during the Cold War, because I've been born, we haven't got much difference regarding our birth date, as we previously talked about.
Yes.
Jeremy, I think I'm I was born in the 66. I'm a fiery horse in the Chinese astrology. And so I was a real child during the Cold War, let's say, or the aftermath of the Cold War. But even though during the 70s there were very interesting happenings in the Central European countries like Hungary, for instance, my family house stands even until this very day on the other. This is one of the highest mountains around Budapest, you know, and. On the other side of the mountain, there is also a very big missile silo, you know, of the mountain. And how did we find out? 3 o'clock, or between 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock a.m. in the morning, we couldn't sleep because there was so very big noise. And this big noise, the source of the big noise, was special, very big military carrying machines, and they were carrying these huge missiles to the other side of the mountain.
Whoa.
But, you know, during the darkest night.
All right. Okay, we have a question from the chat room just now.
Okay.
And it's asking about, have you heard about some kind of zero-point energy devices being produced in Greece?
A hard question. The plain answer is actually no, because, you know, it's very difficult to give any actual hint on this. But not because this is a mystery or a hoax. This is an actual existing energy source, because all the inventors who try to repeat Tesla's experiments and Tesla's inventions, all they are robbed, kidnapped, or they are blackmailed, or
killed.
Or killed, yeah. You know. This is not a hoax.
Yeah.
This is actual. Even my friend, this physicist here in Hungary, I really, for security reasons, I don't give you the name, but against him, there were, you won't believe, there were 4 actual murder tries.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
It's not a joke. It's not a joke. So, you know, what I can suggest to this listener is to try to get friendship with top-level physicians within Greece. And, of course, try to find those ones who are not frightened by the government.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is all happening on YouTube. You know, people are producing their energy devices, they're building their Bedini motors, they're charging their batteries with them, they're building little magnetic motors, zero-point devices. You know, there is very little that can't be done by humans sharing their information. And I think that the whole idea about patents and secrecy has to go out of the window, because, you know, people get killed. So if I were to discover something, I would publish it straight away, not trying to think, oh, I'm going to get a Nobel Peace Prize for this, because you will be killed. You know, if you've got an idea, whack it up on the web as soon as you get it, and allow yourself to be one brain cell that produces an idea, and see what the other brain cells on this planet can come up with. I think
but
that's
sometimes it. Even, you know, this method is very good, Jeremy, that you are offering, but imagine that if you go public, you can only go through, if you are not a hacker mastermind, you know, you have to use public servers and such. So this is all the time it is a rat race, because you know who wins. You go public, you upload to one server or 10 servers or 50 servers, but if the secret societies are faster, then your publication can be achievable, reachable for maybe 24 hours.
Yeah.
So, but I believe in that you are right, and that would be the solution. But you know, there is a old saying that everything below the sun has a special time. it cannot happen before, it cannot happen after.
All in the right time.
All in the right time.
Yes.
So maybe, just maybe, the world population, people of the Earth are not quite ready for this technology. But, you know, I'm very, very... how to say, impatient, you know, on this. So I'm waiting desperately and really to pop this out and so huge masses of people could use this because, you know, Tesla had a saying on the zero point energy, which I try to remember exactly. Maybe a few words I forgot, but the essence I have. He said, on that very day, when the zero-point energy will give it away to the people of the Earth, it won't be only the day when we have an absolute clear and free, 100% free energies in the hands of humanity, but at the same time, humanity will lose its chance.
Yeah, it won't. Like, it's not going to happen straight away, because you know, we don't want to trash all the oil industry. We don't want to trash the car industry.
It will be a process.
Yeah, and it's just a matter of retooling. And retooling is not, you know, they whine, oh, it'll take years to retool. When the Second World War started, it didn't take long for them to retool to make aeroplanes out of the car factories.
Yeah.
You know, it's not rocket science. Well, it is rocket science, but rocket science is just tubes and fuel anyway. So let's just, I mean, we've got about 10 minutes left. Let's hit the pyramids of right. Okay, so a few weeks ago...
Just before that, just one additional very short information.
Go ahead.
Regarding on zero-point energy. This is how you and your story, today's story, with your car,
ties together.
Conversation. I told you that Tesla had a very interesting adventure with his car also, and it is just very briefly. Actually, Tesla... many of the listeners, I'm sure, and also including you, Jeremy, know that his special relation with Henry Ford.
Yes.
Probably. So, in one day, and this is not a story, this is actually happened, he ordered a car from the Ford Works, from Henry Ford, without an engine. Because he told Henry Ford, okay, just give me a car without engine, I will know what to put in as an engine, because I have my own engine. And Henry Ford was very, very, very curious, and first he didn't want to believe, even. So he gave a car, of course, to Tesla, and he built it in, an engine which was driven by zero-point energy. So actually, he used this car for weeks. And it worked, and it had no air pollution or anything, and it was absolutely silent. So many people were actually frightened by the automobile, because they never know what Tesla is coming from out of the blue.
<You know. laughs> I've often thought about this, whether electric cars should have a speaker, like a PA system, that made a sound. You know, there's that...
Yeah, absolutely.
You could maybe, like a ringtone on your mobile phone, you could have different sounds. You know, you could make it sound like a Lamborghini, or you could make it sound like a motorcycle, you know, a two-stroke motorcycle or something like that.
At the end of the story, nobody knows where is this actual car.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's probably in George Bush's garage, yeah.
And just one more thing. There is I don't want to commercialize anything, but, you know, there is a big factory called Tesla, the Tesla car, which is electric car. Now it's produced in the United States. You know, this is absolutely a dead end on the car industry, and also the energies. Because that was my original thought, and I'm very happy it occurred to me, because, you know, how do you get electricity? from fossil energy sources. Okay, so this is all the same, Jeremy.
Yes,
this is not a solution.
That's right.
This is not a solution. Okay, I just ended this, but I considered very seriously to clarify for all the listeners.
Yes.
If we want big changes and the serious changes, saving the planet and saving the environment and go green, then we have to forget fossil-based energy sources.
Absolutely. And Mr. Keshe is working on this. The Keshe Foundation is working on gravity cancelling.
Yeah, they are very interesting. I just know them since a few weeks, so I'm just discovering them.
Yes.
That would be very nice. Do you know their website actually is down more than they are alive?
I imagine. Really? Well, I imagine it's probably more popular than it can cope with.
Yeah. I'm even trying to promote them through my Facebook. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and Tracy Kennedy, our my co-host, is
you should make an interview with Keshe.
Yes. Well, I think Tracy's already spoken to Keshe already, and will and speaks about him a lot on her Turtle Island News, which is on Wolf Spirit Radio's at 5 p.m. UK time.
I do not know him, but I'm absolutely 100% sure that he's using Tesla's technologies.
Yes, and more. So, from energies of the modern times to energies of the ancient times, we have heard about the, quote, Bosnian pyramids. And we had Dr. Ozma Gotic on Wall Spirit Radio a few weeks ago on Stuart Swerdler's show.
He's a great guy, and he's got the best video footage on YouTube on the Bosnian pyramids. That was the first one which I saw regarding on the pyramids. But go on.
That's right. So now you're telling me that Pilis Mountain, where the pyramid is, is in fact.
No. Let's clarify one.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Maybe I made a mistake, but this is not. I tell you the correct correction.
All right, go ahead.
There are two different things. These pyramids, which are absolutely the most ancient ones, the most oldest ones on the whole planet Earth, they located in Serbia. But in the Pilis Mountains here in Hungary, there is the Earth's heart chakra called Dobogókő. So there are two. They are two different.
Oh, two different things.
So,
I'm sorry.
Sorry for the correction, but
So, but basically, you've got these two major energy centers. But what you were saying is that the Bosnian pyramid, that part of Bosnia, was actually Hungary at some previous time in history. Was that like Ottoman times?
Absolutely. That's correct. That could make some kind of small misunderstanding.
Yeah, and I'm sure the Bosnians will probably have a word to say about that. But long story.
Old
story.
Ancient Hungary's territory were included absolutely Bosnia, Herzegovina, today Serbia, and so actually these pyramids are ancient Hungarian ones, and I can prove that. Even Mr. Osmanovic can prove that. He was also speaking about this, because inside the pyramids, there you can find only one kind of writings on the sides of the walls, and it is ancient Hungarian. I don't know this name, but this is the oldest writing on the earth.
That's how it is whacked by Robert Rajnak. Please come back on Ever Beyond sometime soon, and we'll get deeper into this. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much, and good night for the listeners.
This has been Journeys with JP. Thank you very much. And so, in a minute or so, I'm going to transfer over to Dave Corso's studio in Nevada, and we'll be speaking with it'll be the Two Dog Show. So I'll just put this on and get through.
You're listening to Wolf Spirit Radio.
Welcome to the Bogus Psychiatric Helpline. If you are obsessive compulsive, please press 1 repeatedly.